Okay, so many of you might be asking, what the heck are vision boards and what do they have to do with the awful labels I've been given? Well, I'm so glad you asked. You see, we're currently in that weird, what day is it? What am I doing week between Christmas and New Year's. Lots of bloggers and podcasters are talking about vision boards. And in today's episode, we're going to, for once and all, talk about the differences between goal setting, goal planning, and vision boards, and how you can use all three to begin shifting your mindset, career, and life, and ultimately defining your own labels. Okay, let's get it. Hi there, my name is Jenny Graves. You know, throughout my life, I've been labeled as being too loud, too quiet, too old, too big, too difficult, too bossy. Okay, so you get the gist of where I'm headed with this, right? And over time, subconsciously, I began to believe every single one of those awful labels, feeling less than, unworthy, and overall a lousy person to be around. Until one day, one magical day, I said, to heck with this, I've had enough, and began defining who I am and where I'm going on my own terms. And now, I'm obsessed with helping women over 40 toss aside the age and gender-based labels given to them to create the success they want and deserve. Pull up a seat and join me each week to talk about strategies for reframing and repositioning your mindset, your career, and your life. It's time to turn the table on negative labels and take back control. Okay, let's get it. Everywhere you turn on social media right now, people are talking about vision boards. And I have to admit, I used to think they were just a bunch of kooks talking about a lot of nonsense. I was never interested in trying to understand manifestation or anything else that felt all new agey to me. But after doing a little bit of research on the whole concept of vision boards, it started to make more sense. And it was surprising. According to Psychology Today, mental exercises like visualization can increase motivation, confidence, and even performance. And in one study, researchers found that in athletes, visualization was almost as effective as physical practice. Think about that. I'll be honest, it got my attention. I've always been very committed to setting professional goals, but not so much personal ones. And okay, who am I really kidding here? I never really had the choice with my work goals. My boss and HR were the ones driving the professional objectives, and with their push and resources, I could turn goals from a dream into reality with the best of them. But when it came to my personal life, not so much. I might say that I wanted to lose weight or get healthier, but I never managed to really create a specific goal, create a plan for getting there, and then making it happen. And you can bet I never went through the process of visualizing what it would be like for my wish to become something I achieved. I was great at dreaming about what I wanted and whining because I didn't have it. I was intrigued with my research findings, and about 6 months ago, I set out to try the whole let's create a vision board exercise. And to my amazement, it basically worked. So what are vision boards, and what do they have to do with the labels you're battling every day? Well, vision boards can literally be a poster board or even a digital board, say on Pinterest, where you paste images that represent your goals and dreams for your life and work. But hear me out. It's really important to understand that to be effective, vision boards alone are not the answer. They are part of a bigger process. So let's talk about that process. The process is to, number one, set a goal, number two, create a plan for achieving it, and then thirdly, staying committed to being consistent, day in and day out. Vision boards are not some magical piece of paper that once you put a bunch of pretty images on them and sprinkle foo-foo dust over them, everything you've wished for comes true. Doesn't work like that, my friend. You use your board to help keep you motivated and taking the necessary actions needed to achieve your goals. Okay, so let's break this down. First, you've got to set the goal. Now, whether personal or work-related, creating concrete goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound are critical to achieving what you want. And by the way, those are called SMART goals. Just saying you're going to exercise more in 2021 is hugely broad and vague. But saying that you want to improve your health by moving your body for 30 minutes every day is far more defined and specific. After setting this as your goal, you can map out your plan for achieving it. For example, you could say you will walk 30 minutes on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, run for 30 minutes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and work in your yard for 30 minutes on Saturdays and Sundays. Boom! There's your goal and your plan to achieve it. The key to your success is to stay consistent. And here's where your vision board comes to play. We all know that a lot of people become very energized in January to create new habits and make big things happen in the new year. But this usually fizzles out come February. To keep yourself focused and motivated, you can create a vision board with images that represent what you are looking to achieve. So in our example, you could gather images of people doing the exercise you intend to do, people who are healthy and vibrant, and phrases and words that will motivate you to keep showing up every day to move your body. Okay, here's a label-related example. Let's say you're aware you've been labeled as being difficult at work. You want to begin reframing that negative label into a more positive one, from being difficult to being committed and focused on excellence and delivering results. You know that deepening your relationships and improving communications are key to making this happen. Your goal might be to have monthly one-on-ones with your supervisor and all of your key stakeholders at work to review the status of your projects and communicate 3 positive results you've achieved that month. Boom again, there's your goal and your plan. Now for your vision board, you could select images of successful women in a work setting or phrases that motivate you to continue being positive and creating your dreams. Now, I'll be honest, in the past, I was famous for working diligently to create beautiful SMART goals. And then I wouldn't look at them again until it was time for my mid-year review, and I wouldn't even be sure if I'd really made any progress, or even worse, I'd lost the paper I wrote my goals on. This is where the vision board comes into play. Once you've created your vision board to represent everything you want to achieve in the next year, you want to put it in a place where you will see it daily. It's a physical poster board that you put in a place where you're going to see it. It might be in your workspace. It might be that you take a photo of it and use it as your desktop on your computer. Regardless, this collection of images will serve as your reminder of what you're committed to achieving in the year ahead. Now, I prefer to do my board digitally. I use Pinterest to create a private board that only I can see, because I really do feel that these boards are really personal and it's not necessarily something I want to share with the world. I save it as my desktop background, and it's on my phone as well. I see it constantly through each day, and I make a practice of reviewing it in depth every Sunday evening as I prepare for the week ahead. And I don't just look at the photos and let it go. Instead, I focus on envisioning myself in those images being successful and happy with my achievement, whatever it may be. I mentioned earlier that I gave creating a vision board a try earlier this year. I had 3 areas on my board. One was finalizing some long overdue legal and financial issues for my elderly dad. The second one was to get my house more organized. And the final one was to get my new business launched with a podcast. All were huge tasks that I literally had put off dealing with for a couple of years. My board was made up of images of a happy older gentleman smiling and carefree. I also included images of the key areas I wanted to focus on in my house. super organized kitchens and home offices. And I included images of a podcast setup, a person live streaming, and shooting videos. I looked at these images every day and then really focused on them every Sunday for the last 6 months. Each week, as I prepared my schedule for the week, I'd visualize how happy my dad would be to not be worried about issues hanging over our heads, my house being organized the way I wanted it to be, and my business up and running successfully. And now, 6 months later, I've basically achieved each of these goals. Trust me, I wish more than anything that just pasting a bunch of photos on some cardstock would make all my dreams come true. Sadly, that is not how it works. But through hard work and consistency in your efforts, you will see success, whether that be in becoming healthier, improving relationships, or changing perceptions and labels. Okay, until next time, label changers, keep on moving forward and working to create the success you want and deserve. And thank you so much for listening to an episode of the Labeled Podcast.